This is Stargazer Borealis. I guess you could say that the demise of the Beach Bears was my fault, but honestly, I simply could not continue being away from home for the amount of time to do a tour. As much as people say they like my singing, that is simply not my first love. To get back to teaching full-time was honestly a relief, and while I'd rather be teaching astronomy, physics works as a secondary course. Oh, I occasionally get called up to Ohio State or Kentucky or West Virginia to give a talk on my research into galactic formation, but my family comes first. I should tell you, though, as much as I am still stunned at the miracle of becoming a father, I never thought lightning would strike twice. Well, maybe lightning is not the correct metaphor. Let me explain. Sarah and I had been told before we got married that the likelihood of the two of us having cubs was astronomical, and believe me when I say astronomical, I know what I'm talking about. So naturally, when Sarah was found to be pregnant, and she verified that I was indeed the father, geneticists wanted to know how that was possible. They took DNA samples of both of us, and everything they saw seemed clear that what was happening was simply not possible. There were even some nasty rumors questioning Sarah's faithfulness, but knowing her history, I knew that was simply not true. Faithlessness was what killed her first marriage, and she loves me far more than to ever hurt me. Even after Corona was born, they wanted more DNA tests. Those verified that, yes, Corona was indeed our daughter. New chapters in genetics had to be explored, and many came to the conclusion that while it was clearly possible, it could very well be that we would only have girls if we actually had any more cubs. We didn't care, honestly. The fact that we had one child was a miracle. But then, when it was discovered that she was pregnant again, and so quickly after the first, we again caught the attention of the geneticist. We refused any further testing. They already had our DNA, and we fully expected a second daughter. Everything seemed to indicate this. So when the time for the birth came, and it was a boy, all of their theories had to be discarded, and they had to start from scratch. I could understand and allowed one more collection of DNA from all four of us. But that was it. They are still puzzling over it. That was 4 years ago. I've been trying to get some semblance of normality back into our lives. Being out of the limelight has helped, since the controversy involving an interspecies marriage with offspring still had not died down. I'm no activist. I just want to live my life and protect my family. That's all. And with Corona now going to first grade, it still raises its ugly head. I prepared her as best I could for it, but I can't protect her completely. Occasionally, she is called some pretty nasty names, none of which I will repeat here. Once we were a family of four, though, trying to use only one room in the Draper house was not a possibility anymore, and plans for construction of the extension to the house was nearing completion. We needed to find a place of our own. I was worried, however, how Dipper would react to the news. After all, I did promise him that I would never go away. My fears were unfounded, it seems, as he actually came up to our room one day shortly after he turned 14.
Wow, it's crowded in here.
Yes, well, there are four of us now.
Maybe you should find your own place?
Are you sure, Dipper? I did promise.
Yeah, I know, but that was back when I was still a kid. I'm all grown up now.
If I recall correctly, you thought you were all grown up back then.
Yeah, but I really am now. Besides, I can ride my bike anywhere in the city. It's not that far. Unless you decide to move to Alberta.
What? No, no. The estate is in good hands. If we moved, it would be to a house nearby. And that was precisely what we did. A nice three-bedroom place that just happened to be close to the church where Sarah and I were married. We could walk there now. In fact, we did every Sunday. It was the one place we knew that people would accept and embrace our kids. Oh, sure, some of them do so very reluctantly, but that is how acceptance works. As they work with them, play with them, teach them, they grow attached to them. Eventually, they don't see them as anything really different from the other cubs there, despite their unique situation. Why? Let's face it, everyone is unique. We're all different, but the difference is not important. It's what we hold in common that is. And our faith binds us together more strongly than any ugly words could tear us apart. You know, the more I think about it, the more I become aware just what a lucky bear I am to have married Sarah. We only did it to heal each other. And now, we actually have a family. Something neither of us ever thought we would have. I find more and more ways to love her every single day. I love you because you understand.